Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Yeah, it's raining. And how do you feel about the rain? Today's program is music about the rain.
Yeah.
John Lennon, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, George Harrison, the Beatles. Rain. That song was recorded in 1966. And the interesting thing, the claim to fame about that particular track is it's the first time that the Beatles used backward vocals, slowed down drum parts. It was technically very interesting. Here's a quote from John Lennon about recording that song. Here's what John said. After we'd done the session on that particular song, it ended at about 4 or 5 in the morning. I went home with a tape to see what else you could do with it. And I was sort of very tired, you know, and not knowing what I was doing. And I just happened to put it on my own tape recorder, and it came out backwards. And I liked it better. So that's how it happened. And we opened up with Jimi Hendrix. Rainy day. Dream away. Yeah, Jimmy knows about rainy days. God, what a beautiful song. That's the third album that Hendrix recorded with the Experience. And that album was called Electric Ladyland, and that's 1968. That song has a partner song called Still Raining, Still Dreaming. We'll hear that at the end of the program. There's nothing like Jimi Hendrix to listen to him on a rainy day. So yeah, we do have a hurricane out there, distant, far away from us, 1,000 miles away from us, out in the ocean. And yet the way the planet is made, the rain and the water from that far away affect the weather here as the rain and the water move over our planet and encircle us. There's a couple of songs about the rain and the floods. Robert Fripp, from his Exposure album, did a song with Peter Gabriel. Let's listen to it. Here comes the flood.
Great changes in the Earth's climate, and the oceans will rise, and many cities will be flooded, like London and Calcutta and so on. These things, they say, will happen, according to scientific theories, in about 40 years at the most, but maybe even quicker.
Shows the signals grow on radios, all the strange things they come and go as early warnings. Stranded starfish have no place to hide, still waiting for the swollen Easter tide. There's no point in direction, we cannot even choose a side. I took the old track, the hollow shoulder across the waters. On the tall cliffs, they were getting older, sons and daughters. The jaded underworld was riding high, and waves of steel hurled metal at the sky. And as the nails sunk in the cloud, the rain was warm and soaked in the crowd. Silent in any still alive, it'll be those who gave their island to survive. Drink up, dreamers, you're running dry. When the flood calls, you have no home, you have no walls. In the thunder crash, you're a thousand minds within a flash. Don't be afraid to cry out what you see. The actor's gone, there's only you and me. And if we break before the dawn, we'll use up what we used to be. In any still line, it'll be those who gave their island to survive. Drink up, dreamers, you're running dry. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Wonder if the sun is gonna come again. Ooh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Everybody's thinking about the storm. Wonder where all the good weather's gone. Oh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. I've got to build a boat to carry us to sea. Tell me what the shape of it will be. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for every kind of beast. Tell me who the lucky ones will be. Tell me if we've got to build a world, what that world will be. If we're gonna build it well enough for thee. Tell me if it's gonna be a home for all humanity. Will there be believers with me? Oh. Everybody's thinking about the flood. Everybody's thinking about the flood. Wonder if the water's gonna turn to blood. Oh, things are looking bad. Everybody in the world's looking so sad. Everybody's thinking about the rain. Everybody's thinking about the rain.
gong gong got them brr got got
the river is rising, carry me away to another world. Upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Oh Lord, please don't put a cross upon my door. And the river,
the river is rising. The river is rising.
River. Dropped his head, opened his eyes. Is that my baby grand beginning to rise? Carry me away to another world. Every day around 4 o'clock, King Antoine enjoyed his nap. The TV would waken him, but today the TV was dead. The night sky. The king thought, Lord, is this the time I'm gonna die? The river is rising. He was nailed to the piano like a yellow page from a telephone book. The river is rising. Where the river is today, it'll be tomorrow. So let the path of least resistance carry you away. We'll be right back.
Into each life, some rain must fall. That's a quote by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And we just heard Eric Burdon, The River is Arising. That's released on his album in 2013, Till Your River Runs Dry. You know, Eric Burdon was like the lead singer with War and The Animals. What an incredible voice. What a wonderful performer. Before that, we also heard another song about the rain. This one about the floods and the concern. Everybody's talking about the rain. That's from Yusuf's Road Singer album. Yusuf started his career under the name of Cat Stevens. Road Singer was his return to secular music and was released in 2008. And we started that little set with a song that was written by Peter Gabriel. It appears on a Robert Fripp album called Exposure from 1979. Robert Fripp was with King Crimson, an incredible guitarist. After King Crimson broke up in 1974, Robert Fripp began his solo career, and that song was called Here Comes the Flood. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then here on a rainy afternoon. Yeah, we've got a hurricane out there coming our way. But you know, you can be worried about water. And then again, water is such a beautiful thing, such a part of life. There's some real interesting, fascinating research done by a Japanese scientist, a water researcher, a man by the name of Dr. Masaru Emoto. He's revealed the true nature of water and how thoughts and vibrations actually affect the molecular structure of water. He uses high-speed photography and water crystals. And he looks at high-speed photography and microscopic. He takes pictures of the molecular structure of water. And when water has been exposed to the words, either written on the container or spoken in the presence of the water, the words love and gratitude, they make the most beautiful crystals. And you know, the human body is 70% water. And so our thoughts can have a profound implications on our health, because our thoughts and our words affect our bodies just the way they do water in a glass, affects the well-being of the planet. Dr. Masaru Emoto discovered that water from clear springs and the water that has been spoken over kindly shows brilliant, complex, and colorful snowflake patterns. But water from polluted sources, or waters from, you know, if you say hateful words around water, that the molecules form asymmetrical patterns with dull colors. So water is a beautiful thing. And we've all had some beautiful afternoons with water. We're going to listen to a song by The Lovin' Spoonful, written by John Sebastian, talking about one of those beautiful afternoons when the rain is on the roof. You know, Robert Frost had some beautiful things to say about rain. Here's a quote from Robert Frost, and then we'll listen to that Lovin' Spoonful song. Here's Robert Frost. My sorrow, when she's here with me, thinks these dark days of autumn rain are beautiful as days can be. She loves the bare, the withered tree. She walks the sodden pasture lane. Robert Frost.
Caught up in a summer shower, drying while it soaks the flowers. Maybe we'll be caught for hours, waiting out the sun. You and me were gabbing away,
dream conversation, sitting in the hay. Honey, how long was I laughing in the rain with you? 'Cause I didn't feel a drop till the thunder brought us to. Underneath the roof of tin, pretty comfy feeling, how the rain ain't leaking in. We can sit and dry just as long as it can pour, 'cause the way it makes you look makes me hope it rains some more.
Oh, his head and he went to bed and he couldn't get up in the morning. Rain, rain, go away, come again some other.
Caught in the rain, I took the lane that said not four more miles. Too far from home and soaked to the bone, I took that four more miles. Just over the pass, I ran out of gas with four more miles to go. But who should I see? Lucky for me, roaring down the road. It was the weatherman. that I love to get her to stop. She was a woman. She was like glad when she roared to a stop. I opened my mouth, no words would come out. When I saw her close, some other build and dressed to kill, and real good looking, of course. I got in her car, you know how things are, and down the road we roared. When I smelled her perfume, I needed some room, but man, how it did pour. She was a woman. She was like glad I ran out of gas. She was a woman. There was no doubt she was helping me out. Wouldn't you know, she put on a show with her driving feet. Was all I could do, man, if you knew how I held on to that seat. But was I in love? There ain't words enough to you I do confide. It ran in my mind, what did I find to make me take this ride? He was a woman, what could I care? Where we were gone, it was a woman. What could I care if we ever got there?
Caught in the rain. I took the lane. It said not four more miles. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks, Caught in the Rain. That's from the 1971 album, Where's the Money? We're hearing some songs, some little stories about the rain. Right before that, it was Joni Mitchell. It was a rainy night, and we took a taxi to your mother's house. That's from Joni Mitchell's third album, released in 1970, Ladies of the Canyon. And, you know, over time, a lot of background has come out about songs and what they're about. And apparently Joni Mitchell wrote that song about Leonard Cohen. You were a holy man on the FM radio. And then it's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring, the beautiful voice of Mary Travers, Peter, Paul, and Mary. That was from their debut album in 1962. It's raining, it's pouring. And then John Sebastian singing to us about the rain on the roof. 1966, The Love and Spoonful. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on a rainy afternoon on WJFF Radio Catskill. Langston Hughes has a quote, "Let the rain kiss you. Let the rain beat upon your head with silver liquid drops. Let the rain sing you a lullaby." I love that. One of my favorite poets, E.E. Cummings. Here's his stanza about the rain. "A wind has blown the rain away, and blown the sky away, and all the leaves away, and the trees stand. I think I, too, have known autumn too long." All right, so little stories about the rain. Another one of my favorite singer-songwriters, a man named Van Dyke Parks, did a live concert at the Santa Monica Pier in California in 1998. The album is called Moonlighting at the Ash Grove, and it is a live performance. This song is called Wings of a Dove, and he's living in Los Angeles, and he's talking about a furious rainstorm. Van Dyke Parks.
Thank you. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong.
The novelist John Updike has this quote about rain. Rain is grace. Rain is the sky descending to the earth. Without rain, there would be no life. Wherever Jimi Hendrix might be at this point, I believe that it's still raining and Jimi is still dreaming. Jimi Hendrix.
Rain a day, rain all day. Ain't no use in getting uptight. Just let it groove its own way. Let it drain your worries away. Lay back and groove on a rainy day. Lay back and dream on a rainy day. Thank you. this is real nice, you know.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, hopefully in a warm, dry, comfortable place. I hope you enjoyed this program. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's about 2 minutes before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's currently 53 drizzly degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show will be coming right up. There is a frost advisory, which is in effect, from 2 a.m. this morning to 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. Tonight, the forecast will be mostly clear with patchy frost after midnight, lows in the mid-30s. And tomorrow, areas of frost in the morning, mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, lows in the upper 30s tomorrow night. And on Monday, showers are likely with highs in the upper 50s. Chance of rain on Monday is at 60%. There's an interesting event in our area. The Catskill Exotic Bird Club is hosting its 26th annual Pet Bird Show. That's tomorrow, Sunday, October the 14th, from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Liberty New York Firehouse. Details available at birdclub.com. Stay tuned for Janice Adams. Support comes from you and